Okay, we're up to Perek Membeis here in Sefer Yechezkel, and this Perek really highlights the unique structure of the Beis HaMikdash as we have been talking, and the fact that we don't understand it. Rashi says in a number of times in this Perek, Eini Meivin Surasam. Rashi says towards the end of Pasuk Gimel, Lo Yadati Lahavin Bo, Va'ani Lo Hayali Lo Rav Lo Ozer B'chol HaBinyin Hazeh Ela Kamosha Heruni Min HaShamayim. Only what they were Marimi Min HaShamayim, Rashi tries, and we don't fully understand even what Rashi says. Most of the Mefarshim go with the Mitzudas David, how he understands the structure. But either way, this is why during the time of Bayasheni, even though they had the Nevuah of Yechezkel already, they had this Nevuah that we're reading, but they couldn't understand it. We need a Navi to know exactly for sure what exactly is being said here and how the structure is supposed to work. So the main part of the parak, the first 12, 13 psukim, describe lishkos, certain types of large rooms, which according to the Mesudas David were on the four corners. Not as was done in Bayesheni, where we had four rooms on the corners of the Ezras Nashim, and then going west, then you went up the steps of Nikanor, and then you went into the Azara. These rooms seems to be situated just around the Azara itself. Around the Azara itself, and there's like to the north of the Heichal, and to the south of the Heichal, and to the north of the Mizbeach, and to the south of the Mizbeach, there were these lishkos that serve various purposes, and surrounding within the four is the Mizbeach, and to the left is the Kodesh, is the Heichal. So there are different suggestions given. Again, we will not know for sure what it looks like ad B.S. Goel Tzedek, which we daven for. But again, it's about Yechezkel being taken in. Remember, there is an ish in his vision that is taking him in and showing him all the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Vayotzieni al chatzar achitzona haderach derach hatzafon. The parak starts off. He took me out to the outer gate north, and I came to the lishka that was in the corner. And again, we're not going to go through the exact all the psukim. Asher neged abinyan, which is just north of the heichal el hatzafon, and it describes the length and it describes the width, all the different ways that the structure fits in. But this parak does give us the opportunity to discuss a number of related mikdash and avoda issues that are connected to the psukim. So if we look further in the parak, the parak tells us in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Eli Lishkos Hatzafon Lishkas Hadara Masher Al Pnei Hagizra, and he said to me, says Yechezkel, he said to me that the lishka in the north, the lishkos in the south, and again, not all of them are mentioned here. The Mitzudas David assumes that there were four on the four corners. Hine lishkas hakodesh, they are kodesh. They have the status of kodesh, which means asher yochlu sham hakohanim asher krovim l'Hashem, kachi hakadoshim. As we know, kachi kachim have to be in the azara by zichrei kahuna, kachi kachim. So these lishkos, obviously, the pasuk says here that they have the status of kodesh for eating kachi kachim. So they weren't in the azara. They were in the Azara, they had that, the Kedusha. And Kohani used to eat, Asher Krovim Lashem, Kachi HaKadoshim, Shom Yanichu, Kachi HaKadoshim, V'hamincha, V'achatas, V'ha'asham, Ki HaMakom Kadosh. So there's a lot to say relating to this pasuk. First of all, the mitzvah is described here, the mitzvah of eating karbanos. We know that is a mitzvah Zaseh Daraisa, eating karbanos. What about for Yisrael to eat part of his karban? So that's not as clear. The Rambam, fascinatingly, both in Mishnah Torah and in Sefer HaMitzvos, has a two-tiered mitzvah. The Rambam and really this pasuk also refers to Mincha, but even in the world of Zevach, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, Achilas Achatas V'Ha'asha Mitzvah Saseh, eating Karbanos. Chatas Nasha, meaning Zichrei Kahuna, male Kohanim, is a mitzvah Zaseh Daraisa. Why? Because those achieve Kapara for the Bailim. Shenamar V'achlu Osam Asher Kupar Bohem. HaKohanim Ochlim, U'Bailim Is Kaprim. Kohanim eat, and the owners get Kapara. V'hu Adin, and then the Rambam says, and also, L'shar HaKadshim, She'ochlin HaKohanim, She'achilasan Mitzvah. Also, other Kadshim that Kohanim eat. The Rambam here never mentions the Bailim eating the Chelek of the Shlamim that they can eat. But l'chora, he means the kohanim, when they eat the chazeh and the shok of the shlamim. Because it says, v'hu adin l'shar kachim, what other kachim is he referring to? Right? Karban Todah and others. V'chein achila shiari mincha mitzvah aseh, he says the mincha is also a mitzvah aseh, shenamar v'anoseres v'yemena yachlu aharon uvanav. He counts that separately. But this is the Rambam. The Mishnah Melech wonders, and he says, it must be that you make a bracha when they eat. Milsa de pshita, he assumes that the kohen would, before he eats karbanos, would say a bracha, asher kadoshar v'viktushaso shel aharon v'sivanu, Lechol Chatas O Asham. He gets that from the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Trumos, who says that there's a bracha there. So too here. But it's clear the Rambam has a two-tiered mitzvah. He has Kohanim eating Karbanos, and then also Kohanim Chatas and Asham, and Kohanim eating Shar Karbanos. The Rambam in Mitzvah Saseh Peites also. Shetziva Kohanim Lechol Basar Kachim. Klamar Chatas V'Asham Shem Kachim Kachim. V'Amar Yisalav Ochlo Osom Asher Kubar Bahem. And then he adds here what he doesn't say earlier. He quotes Mavur Shemitzuzum Yuchadis Bezichrei Kohanim. As we said, on Shar HaKachim Klomar Kachim Kalim, Hinehem Yeachlu L'Sheyam Avlaila Echad Zulas Toda Veil Nazir. He mentions it V'Ava Bishim Kachim Kalim Tochlen Anashim Gamkin Elo Kachim Kalim V'Achilasam Gamkin Hi Negreris Achar HaMitzvah. And he says here in Sefer HaMitzvahs, not in Mishnah Torah, he says these karbanos that are eaten by women, that are eaten by Yisraelim, that is also nigrar after the mitzvah. What does that mean? V'chein gam kein ha-truma, hine achilasa nigraris achar ha-mitzvah. Also, truma is nigrar after the mitzvah. Aval ein achilas kachem kalim v'truma kamo achilas basar chatas v'asham. It's not the same level. Sh'achilas ha-basar azem and achatas v'asham, but tishlam kaparas ha-miskaper. That's the ultimate mitzvah. The Rambam clearly has a yesod gadol, that there's a concept on a daraisa level of hierarchy within the mitzvah saseh. You could have the ikar hamitzvah and the nigrar achar hamitzvah. You have this by achilas kachim, which is this subject of our pasuk here in Yechezkel. But there are other examples where the Rambam has this. Rav Asher Weiss quotes examples of this in various places. But Baltashchis, the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam discusses the iser de araisa of Baltashchis includes what? The pasuk talks about cutting down fruit trees, but the Rambam says, "V'lo b'matzor bilvad el b'chol makom kol hakotzeitz ilan ma'achal derech hashchasa." Loke. First, he says not only in a matzor, in a siege, which is the context of the pasuk, but anywhere you cut down a fruit tree, that is one is going to get malchus. And then the Rambam adds, "V'lo ha'ilonos bilvad, not just trees, el kol hamishaber kelim." The Korea Bagadim, the Horis Binyan, anyone who does anything destructive, tearing clothing, breaking kalim, v'sosim ma'ayan, closing up a well, u'ma'abid ma'achalos derech hashchasa, over at Babal Tashchis. Sounds like it's a daraisa. The ain't a loke alamakas mardis mi divrehem. So the pashas of the words of the Rambam is that it's a daraisa with only makas mardis. You're not going to get malkas because that's not mefurish in the pasuk. But again, here, another example where you have an ikar hamitzvah and a nigrar achar hamitzvah. That's by mitzvahs, this is by an aveira, right? The achilas kachem is by a mitzvah. Here is by a losase. Or one other example, the Rambam also has it by simchas yantif. What is the ultimate simchas yantif? So we know ein simcha el b'basar, basar b'sar karban, but the Rambam says in Hilchos Yontif in Perek Vav, Shivas Yimei HaPesach v'shmonas Yimei HaChag im sha'ar yomim tovim, interesting lashon, kulam asurim behesped v'tainis, v'chayev adam lios behen sameach v'tov lev. Hu ubanav v'shto b'nei banav. And there's a chiyah for he and his children and family to be happy. V'chal anilva melav sh'ne'amar v'samachta b'chagecha. Even though the pasuk is talking about shlamim, k'mosh anu mavarim b'ilchas chagiga, yesh bichlal osa mitzvah l'smachu uvanavu b'nei beiso kol echad v'echad karoylo. This is also included. So is this what the pasuk's talking about? No, but it's included. Again, here the Rambam doesn't say it's a secondary level, but it's bichlal. But either way, these are examples the Rambam talks about of achilas kachim, that Kohanim eat Asher Yochlu Sham Ha Kohanim. Also related, the pasuk says here Asher Krovim Lashem. Kohanim are Karov Lashem. Kohanim, what, aren't all Kohanim Karov Lashem? What does it mean, Kohanim that are Krovim Lashem? Says the Radak, excluding two people, excluding Aral Lev and Aral Basar. And he references what we're going to have in Perek Mem Dalid pasuk test. The pasuk says there Beferish. Called Benechar Aralev Aral Basar Lo Yovel Mikdashi. L'chol Benechar Shabbatoch B'nei Yisrael. So we'll have to get back to that then. But again, we can already talk about it now. That an Aral is excluded. But he has both. He has Aralev. Aralev, what does that mean? Your heart is uncircumcised? So that's a mumar. That's somebody who's a heretic who threw away religion. So that is an Aralev. And that's included. That's an Aralev is not allowed to eat karbanos. He's not allowed to do the avodah either. The Menachas Chinuch discusses in mitzvah Reish Ayin Hey. In the mitzvah relating to a balmum not doing avodah, an Aralev is considered a balmum. Says the Menachas Chinuch, who bichlal lav zed to Aralev. 12, Nechal Gamkin Aralev, Kohen Shavar Avodah Zarah, Umeshamish B'Mikdash Loke Umechal Avodah. If somebody is a Obed Avodah Zarah, a Kohen, and he does the Avodah, he's Mechal the Avodah. Even if he did Shuva, but if he was Shogig in Avodah Zarah, even if he was shogging in Avodah Zarah, if he's still, that's a problem. Achim asa tshuva, if he hadn't done tshuva yet, but if he did tshuva, then he goes through all different types of chilukim. What exactly did he do at the time of his Avodah Zarah? Some things, even tshuva won't help, and sometimes tshuva will help. But, the Minchas Chinuch says he'll be able to eat. Arel basar, kamoshu eno oved kach, eno cholik lecho bakachin, ki u asur ba'achilim, in Arel Avodah, in Arel basar, somebody who's uncircumcised, an RL, so then he can't even eat kachim. Ach arle lev imasu tshuva avoyishin ruim lavoda dinam kedibal mumsha cholik yem abes av kachim. Right, and that's what he says is beferish in the Chazal. And so what's being referred to here, krovim lashem, when an RL is excluded, RL lev. So according to the Menchas Chinuch, a doc must be referring to only one who has not done tshuva. Somebody has done tshuva, so then he would be able to be cholik in the kachim. But the other type of RL that's excluded, as we know here, is RL basar. An RL basar is also, we know, is not allowed to take part in Kachim. What is an RL? So one might think, what do you mean, what's an RL? That's not hard to define. Does somebody have a bris milah or not? But the major machlokas we've shown him in a few places in Shas. The Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos, the first Mishnah in Perek Ha'RL in Maseches Yevamos discusses what is an RL. The Rishonim, Ha'RL, the Mishnah says on Daf Ayin in Yevamos, Ha'RL v'chala tmeyem lo yochle b'truma. An RL Kohen, who's not allowed to eat truma. What is an RL? Rashi says, right there, Yevam Estaf Ayin, Kohen Shemesu Echav Machmas Mila. A Kohen who has brothers that died, so there must be hemophilia in the family, and there's a danger if he gets Bris Mila, he will die, so he's not allowed to do Bris Mila. He's not allowed to do Bris Mila, so he's an RL. And it's sad, but he just can't eat truma. Again, an RL could do almost all mitzvahs. He can't eat truma, he can't eat kachim, a few things. Do the avodah, but most an aral could count for a minion, and aral could do could do both mitzvos. But that is Rashi's definition. Rabbeinu Tam quoted here in the Rashba in Yevamos Daf Ayin, and it's quoted in Tosfos also in Chagiga Daf Dalet. Rabbeinu Tam argues. He says if somebody can't get a bris mila because of halacha, because it's dangerous, they're not called an aral. They're not an aral. RL means here, if somebody's just scared, they're scared they don't want to get bris mila. They're scared they don't want to have the operation. So we're, maybe you're scared you won't do it, but you're still an RL. That's an RL. But an RL, shemesu echa machmas mila, where halacha says that you can't get a bris mila, so then you're not an RL. Different versions of Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore you could eat truma, or could you do the avoda? If he's that type of RL, different versions, how far Rabbeinu Tam goes. But that is a major machlokas. What's the svara for Rabbeinu Tam? The shame RL is only if there's a chiyav bris mila. If there's no chiyav bris mila, then there's no RL, right? It's not an onus, also maybe it's a machlokas, but how do you view ones? Ones wipes out the chiyav, and therefore mamela, there's no RL. There's even maybe an allusion to this in the Meshech Chachma. There's a famous question that is dealt with in the Achronim more, and that is why Avram Avinu, who is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna, Avram Avinu did all the mitzvos before he was commanded, did not do the mitzvah of bris mila. He waited to be commanded to do bris mila. So many answers given. He can only do that once, and he wanted to be mitzuveh. Godol mitzuveh v'yoseh. Maybe by definition, a bris mila is a covenant. A covenant requires two sides. Maybe there's an isra of chavala, so without the mitzvah, it would just be an aveira. But the Meshech Chachma says, amazingly, he's not answering this question, but his pshad answers the question, right? The pasuk says in Parshas Lech Lecha that before the mila, vayipol Avraham al panav. Perek Yuzayin pasuk Gimel. And Rashi says, Mimora Shchina, Sha'ad Shalomal, Lo Haya Bo Koach La'amod, V'ruach HaKodesh Yitzeves Alav. Before he had Bris Mila, he fell in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problem is that he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before this, that he did fall. So what happened here? Why Dafka now? But Yipal Avram Apanav. Explains the Meshech Chachma, because now it's after he had the Chiv of Mila. Before he had the Chiv of Mila, so then Memela, there was no embarrassment, there was no shame Arel, like Rabbeinu Tam says. Once he has the chiyav, once Hashem was mitzavah him, now he's called an Arel, and that's why he was no falal panav. But maybe that's why, according to this, the Meshech Chachma would say, why Avram didn't do it earlier, because there's no mitzvah. If there's no chiyav, then there's no mitzvah. Only once there's a mitzvah do you have a shame Arel. And that's why Avram didn't do it, because there was no mitzvah yet. And that's what the Meshech Chachma says right here. He says, He quotes the Yerushalmi and the discussion in the Bavli related to this, and that is, what about a Kohen Katan before day 8? Is he allowed to smear himself? Are we allowed to smear him with Truma oil? So what's that about? It could be there's no Shem Arel yet, because there's no Chiyav Mila until day 8. Yerushalmi has a subject about, what about Lel Ches? Fascinating question. Is there a Shem Arel? Is there a Chiyav Mila? You just can't fulfill it. But anyway, says the Meshech Chachma, Kodem, Huz Kar Tzivli Hashem Lamul, Eitzel Shum Nivra, Lo Haisa Me'usa Ha'arla, Vaya Omed V'shchina Omed Olav, Ava Kivin She'amar Lo, Ve'heye Tamim, Ve'etna Brisi Be'ni, Uve'necha, Nitztava Limol, Shuv Haya Arla, Uma'akva U'me'usa Ha'arla, U'mishem Hachi Vayipal Apanav, V'zeh Nachon V'dok. So he likes that pshat. Right, without the tzivui, there is no shem arel. So that's what's referred to here. Back to our pasuk. The Radak says that this pasuk, which is talking about achila, is excluding arel. If an arel does the avoda, maybe we'll talk about this the next time also, if the arel does the avoda, does he get malchus? Does he get malchus? That's not so clear. That's not so clear, right? The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin that he is included he's not allowed to do the Avoda, right? That's based on the Psukim that we're going to have in a little bit, in Tuprakim from now, in Perak Mem Dalid. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Chapeis. Dover Zemi Toras Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamanu, Ashba Yecheska Valim Danu, Kol Ben Echar Arel Leva Arbasa Shalayov El Mikdashid L'Sharseini. Shabbat Yecheskel Man Amra. Well, we didn't know this before Yecheskel. El Gemar Gemirah, we had a Mesorah, and Yecheskel connected it to the Pasuk, and elsewhere, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Rashi says there in Sanhedrin, on Daf Pei Dalid, no Malkus. The Rambam in Hilchos B'yas Mikdash, Malkus. How could there be Malkus? It's not Mefurish. It's learned that from Yecheskel, maybe Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but the Rambam himself says it. Source number 6. Arel Sha'avad, Chilal Avodaso Viloke, Kizar Sha'avad. He's like a Zar Sha'avad. Meaning what? Right, we've quoted this in the past, the two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that Reb Chaim Brisker explains. Some types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai are Machadesh something to us, something that we never would have known. Kizayas, Kebetza, right? We never would have known these types of Shiurim. But sometimes the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai just expands a prior definition and says, this is the definition, not what you would have thought. So we would have thought a Zar is a Yisrael. The Rambam is telling us that an Arel Kohen is also a Zar. And a Zar is Mefurish in the Torah that you're going to get Malkus. So that's how an Arel also can get Malkus. Many examples of this, two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Michadeshes and Mifareshes. Okay, either way, let's read another pasuk. Next pasuk says, Bivoam HaKohanim, V'lo Yetzu Me'akodesh HaLachatzar HaChitzona. So the Kohanim are going to eat their Kachi Kachim. As they come into this inner chamber, they will not go out to the Chatzar HaChitzona. V'sham Yanichu Bigdam, there they'll leave their Begadim. Big discussion. Are Kohanim allowed to wear their Big Dei Kahuna when they're not doing the Avoda? Some of the Begadim Avshat is in them. Is it Hutra? Is it Dechuya? Last Rambam in Hilchos Kelayim, Rambam Ravid, discusses this. But that's the what the Pasuk says here, that they will leave their Begadim in the Kodesh. Asher Yisrael in Kodesh, Kinei, Heina, V'lovshu Begadim Acherim, V'karvu Al Asher La'am. When they go to the Am, they will wear other Begadim. Some say maybe this is connected to the fact that Big Dei Am Haaretz are Tameh, right? The Mishnah says in Maseches Chagiga, on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that there's different levels of Tumah V'Tahara, even in the world of holy items, right? Big Dei Prushim, Big Dei Am Haaretz Medrash L'Prushim, Big Dei Prushim Medrash L'Ochlei Truma, Big Dei Ochlei Truma Medrash L'Kodesh, right? If I'm holding of myself on a certain level, then any Begadim of people who are not in that level are considered Tameh to me, at least on a Darabana level. But this is the idea of leaving their begadim. Big Dei Kahuna is also a big topic in the world of Kachim. The Rambam counts a separate mitzvah aseh daraisa, mitzvah lamed gimel, for the Kohanim to wear special begadim. Right? Not part of the avoda. The Rambam has it as a separate mitzvah. Shetziva hakohanim lilbosh begadim miyuchadim. L'chavod l'sefares. V'oz yabdu b'mikdash. And that they'll work. And the Ramban defending the Bahag and says, I know what you're talking about. Right? This is the, it's a din in the part of the avoda. And therefore, you don't have to count it as a separate mitzvah. But what's the Rambam Shita? The Rambam must hold that it's something inherent, not just part of the avoda. Right? The Leif Sameach there on the Rambam says, has a beautiful lashon. Shalo tal asiyasa begadim ba'avoda lomar va'asu b'gdei kodesh la'aron la'avod l'shares. It says, l'chavod l'sefares. Klomar, k'dei she'yiel bahem mechubad u'mefu'ar mibein shar ha'am. They will become different by wearing the begadim, like the Gemara says, bizban shebegdeim aleihem kuhunasim aleihem v'nasim kohanim al yadam. That's the language of the Leif Sameach. Liyos heim atzmam kohanim kedoshim aydei begadim. This is the chakira amongst many Mefarshim, Rambam, Ramban, whether the Begadim are a din in the Avoda or a din in the Kohen. That might explain the Havaminas of the Gemara in Zvachim Adaf Yud Zayin, where the Begidik Tehuda might be limited to certain Avodos, Avoda HaMa'akeves HaKapara, Avoda Shezor Chayev Alav Misa. Why should it be limited? If it's a din in the Kohen, it shouldn't be limited. If it's put in the avoda, maybe it could be machalik between different types of avodas. What about people who do the avoda that aren't kohanim? Moshe Rabbeinu, b'shivas yimei miluim, did he have to wear the begadim? The Gemara asks. So again, if it's a din in the kohen, he's not a kohen, right? Or you say, oh, maybe he was a kohen then, but pashas he wasn't. But if it's a din in the avoda, he's still doing the avoda, right? Different deos, how to understand. Kohen gadol, kohen hedyot. There are chilukim between the mitzvah of a big day kahuna. The Rambam himself has a beautiful treatment of this in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, you know, how he focuses on the begadim even separate from the mitzvah of levisha. Right, he quotes in Paraches Parakes, he just describes the begadim. He doesn't even say mitzvah sase lobosh. He says, mitzvah sase lasos begadim elu, velios hakohen oved bahem. As if there's some destiny to these begadim, That's not just the mitzvah to wear them. It's not just about the kohen. It's about the begadim, the chefs of the begadim. The Rambam has an order how to get dressed. The Gemara in Yuma only says mechnasayim have to be first. The Rambam has seder levisha sabegadim, right? That's not in Chazal. So where does he get this from? Because there's something about the act of halbasha, the begadim themselves. It's not just getting them on. Again, there's a lot more here, but that's the Rambam lishitaso that he counted as a separate mitzvah. A din in the avoda, but that's what these psukim describe. That Yecheskel Anavi sees the Beis Hamikdash, and he sees the place where the kohanim are going to eat kachikachim, the place where they're going to leave their begadim, and the place that we daven for to see the begadim. Again, Yisrael ba'amadam, kohanim ba'avodasam. What Yecheskel saw, that is what we are yearning for as well. And again, the next parak we'll get back to a very exciting part. It's going to be part of the Haftorah for Parshat Tetzaveh as we get into Mem Gimel, and we see really a coming full circle from the Shechina leaving in the Perek Aleph of this Sefer, and we will see that the Shechina Be'ez Hashem will be coming back in this vision. Okay, we'll have to stop here.